Hi there, it's Nat, and welcome to the recording, the replay of the Hiding Won't Get You More Cash Flow Clients or Create More Speaking Opportunities, but These Five Things Will webinar. Feel free to have a watch. Let me know if you have any questions or would like to chat at the end of it. I'm more than happy also to send you the list of questions or the slideshow presentation if that will help you afterwards. And do indeed feel free to, if you know anyone who might benefit from this, do feel free to let them know about this and I can send them a copy as well. Thank you so much for being here. Been beautiful, will be beautiful to share the space with you. And yeah, look forward to chatting again soon. Lots of love. Bye-bye. So why are we here? And why is it so important right now? Why is it so very important right now that we need to look at and work on getting our online businesses up and running right now, more than ever? Why is it so important that we find our zone and find our energy and get out there? We are obviously right now living in a time of a pandemic of a lot of complications of huge transformational shifts on massive levels, and has often been the case for the wellness world and the, I guess, for the health industry. We've got this case at the moment where we're managing the sickness. We're managing the sickness, but we also have this beautiful opportunity right now to create and promote wellness. And I know there are a lot of people that will tune into this before and after that are in the wellness space and would absolutely have so much beautiful wisdom to offer and such an amazing skill set to offer in helping offer practices to the people out there that help them create. It's lifestyle medicine. It creates a whole wider array of good health of mind, body, spirit. Vaccines are one part of it. Some of the medical interventions are one part of it. And then there's such a huge gamut that we've got to get out there as well. So as we can raise people above the fear and help them be well. There's an enormous opportunity for healing a lot of lifestyle illnesses right now. And this is probably pointing out a lot of them and pointing out a lot of problems. So it's really important that any of us involved in that realm get out there doing our thing right now and sharing our wisdom. And there may be many skill sets that other people who jump onto this have that adds to other parts of what society needs right now. We're adapting business in new ways. We're creating services in new ways. There are multiple industries to which there needs to be changes. And I have no doubt that anyone watches this, you were pulled to this for a reason, and you've got a necessary part of that picture. So it's really important that you get out there right now. The other thing, reason that's really important right now is resilience. I think this situation that we're going through this last 2 years has really highlighted where we're lacking in any way in our lives, where we're dependent upon mummy, daddy, state or federal government, or any ways in which we're not yet financially independent, or we're dependent upon family or partners or employers or any number of parties. And there's multiple ways in which the need to be more resilient is emerging right now. And for us individually, that gives us the freedom to have more sovereignty and to be able to exert more choice over and influence over our circumstances. Because if we feel like we have that resilience for ourselves, then we don't have to feel like we're at the mercy of external circumstances, right? So resilience is like really important, such a thing to be building up and to helping other people to build up right now, as well as physically as well from wellness practices and helping people step into the faith and the love space as opposed to being in the fear, because there's a lot of fear running in the world right now, but there's simultaneously, there's still love. There's still the possibility of some beautiful order beyond all this. So helping people rise into that place again is really important, and lift the vibe of the tribe is really important. And then there's the multitude. A lot of the people who jump onto this will be female leaders, and there are very few studies that don't indicate at this time in history that there are immense benefits in so many areas from having a greater diversity of genders and having more people who identify as female in leadership. It improves community, it improves connection, it improves staff participation, it improves engagement, productivity, profitability of companies. Companies that have more females and have had female CEOs through the pandemic have actually risen and been quite resilient in some circumstances. So getting more female leadership out there is just really important right now to help create some balance and just bring the beautiful gifts that people who identify as female have to bring to the leadership space as well. Diversity in general, I could add to that. I have some beautiful friends who are working in the diversity and inclusivity space at the moment who are doing some great work. And that too is so important. That kind of comes under the social activism tab. And that's really important right now, encouraging people to speak up when they need to, when they don't feel comfortable right now, because there's a lot of coercive stuff going on in society right now, and it's never been so important for people to own their voices and find their voices just to be able to speak to what they need and to speak to when they feel uncomfortable, and for us to know how to create safety in those circumstances so as we can collectively navigate that together without kind of ending up all divided along the way. It's really important working on our leadership and communication skills to be able to maintain that unity, right? And then sustainability. Sustainability is still underneath all this. It's kind of gone out the window a little bit as we've kind of gone back to single-use everything in amongst the pandemic and the fear of germs. But sustainability is still, there is evidence that it has improved some ways and that it's still an important thing. And there might be some of you that come to this that have sustainability agendas as well. And there's things that you want to create in the world in that respect. And yeah, so many reasons right now that I think we've kind of hit this point in society where we just can't, we can't quite, we it can't stay the way it was anymore. It's going to change whether we like it or not. And we've kind of run out of the window of time where we could sort of sit back for the next, for a week, where we had time to kind of be like, oh, I'll just work on myself a bit more. Oh, I can run away today because, it's not really. I've still got tomorrow to get my stuff together. And it's okay. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next month. I'll do it 6 months' time. I'll do it next year and it'll be fine. But now we're in the crunch. Now we're in the crunch of a massive transformational moment. And we need awesome leaders now. We need heart-centered leaders. We need leaders who can lift the vibe. We need all that beautiful leadership skill. So now would be the time. And then why me? You might ask, why me in amongst all this? So I have been helping a lot of service-based entrepreneurs and wellness entrepreneurs and allied health practitioners over the last particularly decade. I have a background that sort of spans corporate and health and performing arts and a few other things, but a lot of my expertise this last decade has been in helping service-based entrepreneurs and a lot of women in leadership and women in business to connect with your message and your wisdom and bring out, own your voice and confidently express those beautiful gifts that you're here to bring to the world. Part of my work has been around helping people tap into that and then learn how to put it out there in their businesses in a way that is clear, that helps create engagement, that helps to connect you with the right people and helps you to ultimately make it get momentum in so many people come to this space because they wanted to get out of corporate or they wanted to get out of something else that wasn't working. And then you want to be able to replace that in your business to get to at least like a seven-figure level or exceed the salary that you're on, right? So in that respect, like I've been working on helping a lot of people and a lot of women over the last decade to get clear in their messaging and then to clarify their offerings and to put together something that they can put out there in the world and then engage with the world as speakers. And how do you do that? So, yeah, for the last decade, that's kind of what I've been working on. part of my background as well in performing arts kind of led to a part of that, and then my own personal healing and my own life journey in terms of owning my voice and finding my purpose and overcoming some of the things I've been through in life kind of was a bit of the catalyst to the coming into this space. So that's why me. I've had a lot of experience with the kind of finding the wisdom and bringing it forward of our own wisdom as we're here and meant to offer it to the planet. And yeah, so I think as it relates to now and this group, this community has been in existence for around 2016, since around 2016. It sits across multiple platforms at the moment. And we have multiple parts because we sort of have one part that's about corporate and we have one part that's about wellness and small business for women. And then we have a part that's also kind of working with men who want to build confidence as well and working on communication and corporate a little bit as well. So I think there's a pathway we're sort of going into a little bit as well. How do you create safety in leadership and communication? That's another angle that we're kind of working on at the moment. So that's kind of why me. That's why I got into this and why I want to help you, because I have this wisdom and a bunch of people had kindly, beautifully said recently, look, I would really love somebody to set up a co-working space that I can personally be in. And I know you have the skill to do that, Natalie. So why are you doing that? Can you do that for us? So that's what I'm doing here. And this webinar is kind of a start. And I wanted to give you, like, in terms of today, in terms of the content that we're going to go over, I wanted to give you kind of a big sort of overview, a big overview of the journey we need to go on ultimately through the six-figure journey from zero to six figures. And this little table here sort of gives a little bit of an idea of where we start with that at the bottom. And then we're kind of trying to rise up to the top through this. So we're starting, a lot of people come into this and, you know, they might have been qualified in a particular modality or you've done a degree or multiple degrees or a PhD or TAFE or something that qualifies you in a particular area. So you might have come to this and gone, okay, now I'm ready to do this. Now what am I going to do with this? And some people have come to this through an immense abundance of life experience, right? That they've gone, hang on, I've done this so often that I could probably be teaching this right now and I could probably help some people with this. So why don't I? So there's down the bottom there, there's like having that knowledge, but then there's like that kind of question of, I don't actually know how do I do this in a business sense though? It's like, I've got the passion, I've got the drive, I'm ready to do it, but how do I do it? That's where we start at the bottom. And then the fear kicks in. Then the fear kicks in of, oh God, what if I can't do this? Am I enough to do this? Maybe I need more skills to do this. What if people don't think I'm enough? What if I get out there and I speak and people find out that I'm not very good at this and people find out that I don't really know my stuff? And then all the fear comes up and kicks in. So there's kind of that level to work through. And that whole level, as we'll talk about shortly as a summary of some of the skills we work through, that's about working on our state and finding that confidence within that, no, actually, we're here for a reason. We've got a purpose and we're meant to be doing this. And then at the next level, that might involve a little bit of working on our skills around leadership and communication so that we feel like, okay, even in any areas where I wasn't feeling that confident, now I feel way more confident. And then it might involve in some areas as well in terms of where you don't have knowledge, where there's knowledge gaps around certain business practices or how to do certain things. Sometimes there's getting support and multiple levels of support. So we'd start in there somewhere with, so we need to capture our message. We need to create our offerings. And how do I do that? So there's a phase where we might seek support with that. And then once we get some clarity around, you know, what is my message that I want to share and how can I deliver that? How can I put that together? Then we can start creating some content and clarity comes with that. Clarity for us and clarity for the people that we're going to bring it to. Who we've decided that we want to bring it to. Then comes the phase where we start getting out there and getting engaged with the world, where it's like now you start doing your your marketing, and so talk about what your upcoming events are and what you want to offer. And it's all about connecting with clients, creating new networks. So as you get awareness of you, and then with that, as you start to get people coming towards you and you start to do your sales thing, then the cash flow really boosts up. Before that, people can be sitting anywhere in the zero to 5K or the zero to whatever your income was in your job. It's very common for people to sit in that bracket for a bit. Once you get to the, you start marketing and putting your stuff out there and directly engaging, then it will start to rapidly kind of creep up once you're getting those signups at the next level. And then it's all about delivering. And then once you're delivering, it's about getting some evidence that you can deliver that you can then give to the world. So testimonials and refining and repeating what you've done. So as you get credibility, as you keep putting yourself out there, and then people start building word of mouth and talking about you. And then there's the empowered level, where often at this phase, and part of the thing that people struggle with, they even struggle with a little bit below six figures, is you start to get busy with booking up your time, and then you start to lose time to do marketing, you start to lose time to do the admin, and you end up overworked and staying up till whatever hours of the morning, or getting up at whatever hours trying to get it all done. So this is the phase where it starts to become about working smarter, not harder, and potentially bringing on some help to support you. And then I think there's a lot of fear around that, because we have to I'll come back to your comment there shortly in a second, lovely. But so we need to get some help with that. And the act of us investing and having trust and getting having faith in getting the right person to help us then ultimately means that we actually get more momentum by giving someone else some tasks to do that actually frees us up to do the more important things. And that's part of the ascent that then ultimately takes you above 100,000 per year. There's a little bit of a thing that has to happen in there of opening up to getting support from others as well. And how do we do that? So this is a little summary of the overview of how we do that. Let me just have a look here. Oh, no stress. Don't worry. All good if you have to jump on the call. It's all good. You too. Take care, lovely. It's all good. Okay, let me just jump back out of here. So how do we get there? How do we get to getting you more momentum within this? So the five areas we address to help you get more momentum and get out there making a positive impact in your online business and speaking, basically you can sum up as coming under these few circles and fitting under these headings, right? So we'll be working on, in part, you're working on your state. We've got some work to do on your expression, which is about communication and leadership. And then let me just move this down here. So you've got also working on your strategy of how you're actually, like, how are you going to get all this done? What do you need to get done? It's bringing in the practicalities of what we need to get done. And then working on both who's in your community and how you serve your community, and also building your network in terms of who can support you to better support them. Yeah. So let's go into that a little bit more. Well, let's start with, it makes sense to start with us. And this is all about self-leadership, right? So when we work on that and combine it with some of those other factors, we start to not only be able to, like when you jump on a webinar and you move yourself into a great state and you get to share that beautiful energy with the world, when we work on our state, then that means that we can ultimately create a greater positive impact, and we can create a greater quality of engagement with people, right? Because of the way that we're showing up and how we're doing self-leadership. So an aspect of that is about our mindset. It's about, in that respect, it's a little bit about, it's being a lot more intentional about how we choose to let out. The mind can be a bit like a wild horse if we don't rein it in, right? And it can kind of run off in multiple directions, and it can have us thinking, fearing, all these things. But in the end, we still have the capacity to manage that and kind of intervene in that process and kind of say, okay, well, this is what I choose to do. So part of that, you know about this, right? So part of it is about that. And then part of it is about letting go and moving on from some of the patterns we've been playing out, recognizing when they're coming up, and then having a process to move beyond those and kind of reshift back into alignment, coming down to the mojo, the energy piece, coming back into alignment with, okay, so, and the next two actually, back into your energy and back into your motivation, your purpose, why you want to do this, and your higher purpose. Like it's the reconnecting with those to help you in showing up. So it's really important that we work on those. And then the manifestation piece is really important as well, because part of where people really get stuck in the zero to six figure zone is in their money stuff. And it's in our ability to align with the flow of give and receive. And there is a whole heap of complexity sitting underneath that, right? So there is a making peace with our stuff about money that needs to happen in there. And remembering that money is a tool, it is energy, it is a form of love. And despite some of the tremendously not cool stuff that is going on in the world with it and goes on with it, this is about also realizing that the more of it that we have, as some of my mentors would say, the better we put ourselves in a circumstance, then the better off that we will be in respect of we have more resources to show up in the world and be of service. It's a little bit hard to show up in the world when you're broke, struggling, freaking out, and barely have any resources to show up yourself. It becomes much harder to be present with people when you're in that space. The more we can heal and align with the natural flow of how things can flow to us and how we can engage in things and still use money, whatever forms of money will be the forms of money in the future. So how we can align with that and allow ourselves to be in harmony with that so that we can get above that coveted get above your salary that you used to work in kind of set point that we can get stuck in of what we're used to and kind of take it up another level. Make sense? And then there's the expression part. So, in the expression part, we're looking at this is more the external leadership sort of part now. It's sort of where the leadership style is about your strengths. And it's about identifying where your strengths are and where your areas are to grow, right? So, there are multiple amazing tools out there with which to get some clarity around that. And I have some really cool ones as well. But yeah, so the first part of this is about really coming to understand what are our innate gifts in the leadership spectrum and where could we potentially grow? Where do we want to grow in that respect? Then there's working on our one-on-one communication skills. Part of this is about listening and basic sort of active listening and what they would have called counseling micro skills. This is about the basics of communication and asking questions and learning how to be both to listen really well and to be present with people really well and how to manage and direct conversations, as well as how to do basic things like own your truth and mean what you say and say what you mean, and to be able to set boundaries and be assertive when you have to. It helps to work on these things one-on-one before we sometimes take it to groups, right? So the group part is the next part. And then a part of that is about not just those things and managing a journey for people, whether that could be, there could be multiple types of delivery methods, ways that you deliver whatever that journey is. So maybe you facilitate, maybe you teach, maybe you speak and share about a message, maybe your facilitation is a discussion, maybe it's a therapeutic type journey and an experience that you take people on. But either way, this is about A, building up your kind of skill and prowess and whatever are your preferred delivery methods. And then it's also about learning how do we maximally create engagement within a group scenario so that you can get people participating? How can you build your presentations to do that? And how can you just like plan in little things within that to help create that moving dynamic, and the two of you being you and the audience being able to kind of journey and open up and flow together, and then at a certain point sort of bring that back to a close and shut that back down so they can leave safely and comfortably. And then there's the sales piece, because it's a little bit hard to get people to come to your stuff and get people to sign up for your things unless you know how to ask them in a very loving, authentic, direct way. So working on the sales piece is about getting past the sleaze, getting past the sleaze of the old letting go of everything that used to all the perceptions that we have about used car salesmen and dodgy real estate people and whoever messed with us on some bad scammy phone call, whatever way back when. This is about putting down all of this and remembering that there is actually an aspect to sales which is really beautiful. It's the simplicity actually of finding out what somebody is struggling with and then matching them with a solution. This is part of the way that I see sales. I used to, when I was a practice manager, for example, working in health, I used to very frequently, when people would come into the desk, like they didn't know what they wanted, but they had an idea what their problem was. And then my job was to ask them enough questions to get to the bottom of what was going on with them, so I could suggest any number of modalities or practitioners to them as a potential pathway to resolve that and help them achieve their aspirations, right? So to me, like that was not necessarily a sleazy thing so much as that was just a diagnostic thing. That's a diagnostic process to ultimately get to the bottom of who's the best person to serve them in a soulful, loving way. So that's what sales is really about at the simplest level. Doesn't have to be manipulative and gross, blah. So another part, a huge part of us being able to ascend above the six figure, or up to above six figures, is us making peace with, you know, getting past our resistance within that, and letting go of the fact that you might be annoying people and you might be sleazy and you might be interpreted as all these things. You might also be interpreted as the answer to somebody's prayers in terms of the offering that you show up as well, because that's your sole purpose potentially. But unless we can tap into that energy of remembering this is something I'm meant to be doing, and maybe the world's going to benefit from that. Like sometimes we can get stuck in that, oh, I annoy people. I don't want to annoy people. And we want to get you out of there because that's not helping you get to where you want to go. It's not helping you help them, and it's not helping you get your practice to where you want it to go. So we want to move beyond that. The strategy piece. I'm cramming so much into this as an overview for you, but there are fundamentally a series of questions that we need to basically address in the process of you coming up with your strategy. Now, if you already have been in this for a little bit, some of you will be familiar with these, but the idea of a lot of these slides is just as a reminder for you to kind of look at it against it and kind of go, okay, so where are my weaknesses right now? And where are my strengths? And do I maybe need to consider that I need to work on that bit for a bit? Because when we go forward in the co-working space, the mastermind space that some of the women have been asking me to create at the moment, this is some of the stuff in strategically speaking that we'll be talking about in our sessions, in the group sessions, and in the one-on-one sessions. This is the stuff that we'll be getting done to help you get the work done, right? As well as depending on what everybody's collective needs are, we can draw from any of these areas, and I can put on some presentations for you to help you kind of build your skill and your prowess and your confidence and your competence in those particular areas, right? But these are our questions. These are the fundamental questions that you kind of want to take a look at in order to help you get clear about this. It allows us to create the clarity in terms of like who are we serving and what are we going to use to serve them. It's all very well to have like our qualifications. It's all very well to have our basic sense of this is the message that I want to share with the world. But the tricky thing is that, again, in this phase of the zero to six figures, the zero to 100K per year phase, there is this big tendency for people to like And I can say this because, you know, this has been my weak point, the point where I've fallen down multiple times in history. I've had times where I've been up above, and I've had times where I've been helping other people run their seven-figure international practices. And no matter what we do and no matter what I do, and every time I'm there, they just get more momentum. So there's been times at which, you know, I've had big momentum, and there's been times right in my own practice at times I've been tremendously stuck. And part of it, in some reason, is because sometimes we do one of two things. Either we pull out on things too early in terms of sticking to our strategy in this phase, or we try and do too much and do too many things, and we haven't really decided on a strategy and then committed to implementing that strategy and then continually showing up in that strategy, in which case that's why we never build the momentum, because we're too busy trying to do all the things, right? Makes sense? And that's where we get stuck. So considering these questions, I'm not going to read them all out just for the sake of timing of us having an hour today, approximately, but these are the things. And by the way, this, as I said at the start, this is being recorded, and you will receive a copy of this, and I can give you a copy of the questions afterwards. So don't feel like you're going to miss out. Do feel free to take a screen grab, though, if you want to. That's entirely fine. No problem with that. Please, just if you're going to share it anywhere, give some credit to me. I also have my beautiful, amazing past mentors at both Thought Leaders Business School and Wellness Leadership Academy and Jeffrey Slater to credit for a lot of my knowledge and wisdom. So this too then gets to beautifully flow on for you, right? Okay, so moving on. Once we've got that strategy, in terms of having answered all those beautiful questions right there, understanding and of having made some decisions about who we're going to serve and with what and how we're going to create our presentations for them, what is our overall journey and structure that we're going to take them through, and we've got an idea of who they are, where they're hanging out, how they like to be sold to, and then we start to get an idea of what content may appeal to them, that we can do our content marketing strategy. And once we've sort of thought about, okay, what support do I need? Remember, we were talking earlier about how to get your practice support in terms of hiring VAs or practice managers or people who can potentially support you to get the job done, once we've considered that. And then finally, most importantly, before we go build the pyramids of complexity and invest our life savings in growing our baby and birthing it into the world, it's really important to do that testing piece and go out and talk to some people. I just wanted to backtrack and just felt there was something I missed. And that was the thing I missed. So we've got to test our strategy, right? Before we go build the ark or the pyramids, build our amazing legacy, you want to check that it actually lines up with how your audience need it to be delivered to them, what they need, what they want, and how it fits for them, right? So that's the important, these questions will help you do all of that and then get support to do that. Some of that support will then come from your network. So referral partners is about who's complementary to your work. We are amazing, but we can't do all the things, right? So there might be some other services that are complementary to what we offer. Who are they? So it's about connecting with those people and having a resource database in that respect that we can send other people to. And then there are also people that you might sort of consider affiliates. So that could include people who have big networks already, who are influencers or podcasters. Perhaps they're people who look after events, coordination of events, or perhaps in terms of speaking opportunities as well. There might be bureaus, or there might be services or particular people that do conferences and organize things like that. So between affiliates and speaking opportunities, it's about connecting with people who can help us when we're considering earlier where the people hang out. This is about who influences them and how can we build a network with them? And how can we make that mutually beneficial in both directions so that they get something out of it and we get something out of it? And then it ultimately, with that greater support for us, allows us to achieve that greater reach, right? And then there's also, we were just talking about the practice support part in terms of you getting your VAs, your practice manager, or your business manager How can you start bringing them on? How can you let them support you? I know it takes a bit of work when you have to train them for a start, but you get that back in time. For sure. I have had less support in that respect of lately, and I can tell you, like, I really miss it, and I'm looking to get that back up again, because, you know, I used to be a practice manager, so I can do all the things. I can, and I did performing arts, I did media arts, so I can do all the things that need to be done in terms of you putting yourself out there. But then I spread myself way too thin trying to do all the things. Yeah. So that's exactly why you need someone to help you, so you don't spread yourself too thin and exhaust yourself and burn yourself out trying to do all the things. That's a big problem for women at this end of the industry, is just burning yourself out before you get above that part, trying to do it all yourself and do it on a budget. We can do good things with what we have sometimes, but sometimes we just got to open up to how. And then sometimes our mentors or the people we might hire to help us might have some solutions to that and have some insights about where we're stuck. It's not necessarily about taking on all of their wisdom as replacing your own self-leadership and intuition and inner guidance, but it is about having the benefit of, you know, having their perspective and then being able to weigh up, okay, how does that help me make a decision about how to proceed forward? So that can help us immensely. That greater support helps us ultimately increase our reach. And then there's about how we look after our community within all this. So that beautiful group of people that we've decided that we specifically want to help. Ideally, and it might be a couple of groups of different people, but like across your mailing lists, across any social media groups that you create, across WhatsApp channels or Telegram groups, as well as LinkedIn or whatever means you're on Instagram or Facebook or wherever your people are hanging out. This is like the conglomerate of the global little tree of where they're all hanging out combined, included in this. And all the people that come to you over the life of your business journey are kind of going to go through phases of entry into the journey, right? So when it comes to what I call first-class client relationship management strategy, I spent a lot of years in client relationship management, and I have done a lot of projects of putting together CRM for seven-figure businesses that they kind of built their initial momentum on. And the thing that I would say is really important in this is that it's really important as a summary to sort of start thinking about where you need to build strategy to help look after people, look after your clients in these particular areas, right? So we've got to think about at the start of that how they're coming to us for start in terms of our attraction strategy. So how do we put out our content and do our marketing out there to be welcoming and give value and be enticing and exciting to them? That's part of the initial thing of doing a little peacock dance for a start in a professional way, right? To help ultimately. It's one thing to know what you want to do. It's one thing to have this beautiful thing built, but then you've got to get awareness out into the world. It's no good if you just sit on your mountaintop and say, I wish people would come to me. I wish people would come to me. I wish people would come to me, but you don't come off the mountain. You need to come off the mountain and for a while go to the people, right? And give them some stuff and then bring them back to the mountain, ideally. So there's your attraction strategy. How are you going to engage with people in that? And then there's your welcome strategy once they come knocking on your mailing list doors or on your social media group doors or wherever your entry points are, your webinar sign-up door, whatever it might be. It's like laying out the welcome mat and having a strategy there for when they sign up. Don't just leave them hanging, sitting on your list or just sitting there going, I've just walked into this room and nobody's talking to me and I feel really awkward. I don't know if I belong here. It's the same thing in terms of like for us creating a welcome strategy that helps them feel acknowledged and lets them know that you're excited to have them here. You're like, yes, great. Soul alignment, someone I can help. And what do you need help with? So part of this welcome strategy is about that. It's about making them feel welcome. And it's about also starting that diagnostic process as well. So what's going on with you? And starting a conversation around that. And what are your desires? And where are you heading? And what do you want to achieve? And how can we as the community, let alone you as the person running it, like how can we help you achieve that? And it's starting to start that conversation and providing touch points and strategy in which to nurture that, right? Then there's your onboarding strategy when you make an invitation in one of those content things somewhere, webinars, when you run a live, when they come to a live event at some point in future again, then there's about having your onboard strategy. So when they sign up, what process do they go through to help initiate them into and integrate them into your community? What process do they have to go through to for them to, again, because again, it's a bit like them walking into a room of a program of they've got no idea how this works and how this is going to happen. So you need to educate them, right, around what the process is and what's required of them and how this is going to work. And you need to sort of be like, take them by the hand a little bit in that respect and be like, this is what we're going to do and how we're going to do it and what do you need in that? So it's about that lovely onboarding strategy to help them become orientated to our offerings and get settled in and to be able to start doing the work with you that they're here to do. Then there's your participant care that transitions into, because maybe they'll be in your offerings over time. Maybe for some of you, there'll be time lapses between, okay, I deliver a workshop here and 3 months later, I deliver another one. Or maybe there's gaps between one-on-ones, but you don't necessarily need to have a total contact gap between those. Maybe they're still in a platform somewhere, maybe they're on a mailing list somewhere. And this is about thinking about how do we just ongoingly make sure that they feel loved and cared for within that so as they don't feel alone and left behind within that. You want them to have strategies in there to help keep them engaged and show them that you're still with them. So as they know that, you know, I'm still with you and we're still working on this. And that helps just create that, like, again, that continuity of like, we're still in this, we're together. It's so easy to get distracted in a busy world. And it's so easy to be like, oh, do they care anymore? People have their stuff come up, especially women have their stuff come up. So participant care, like continual touch points are really important, right? To keep people engaged. That's a big retention strategy. I would, put that under the word of retention. Retention strategy is huge within this, right? That will go two ways ultimately. Either what is required next is for us to up level with them and keep growing with them and keep creating offerings with them that they keep journeying into. So that's like your graduation strategy. And there may be a point at which they finally come to a point of, ideally, like if we're trying to help them solve a problem and evolve to a certain place, maybe they get to the end of the journey in the mountain, in which case it's a bit like, you know, going to the doctor or the vet after you've had an operation. It's like, thanks, but I don't want to see you anymore. Like, how do you do that process lovingly if they have to be completed out? So much of the time, there's no end that's not neatly bookended in big business structures and big programs. And so it's really important to bookend that really well, yeah, and to have a process around that just creates that closure if it's time for them to graduate on, that allows you to do that in the most loving, beautiful, respectful, honoring of the journey way, as opposed to just like, okay, get out now, see ya, you lose access, and they feel like, you know, they're not paying anymore, and they feel a bit like someone just slammed the door on their butt out the door. It's like, okay, piss off now. I don't care anymore. I'm going to be with them, right? You don't want people feeling like that. So having a nice completion process is important. And if, look, they do get into it and they find that this thing is just not the thing for them, it's also about having a nice process in there that it's like, that's totally cool. The world won't end if you acknowledge that. And that's okay if you need to leave. But ideally, we might have a referral strategy within that. So as we might try and help them find some other support or some other resources that are appropriate for them. So as they feel like, okay, so they've helped me in this process. And in that respect, they still leave with a great impression of you because you still help them. And maybe the next thing they move on to will really help them too. And then they'll still be talking amazing things and giving raving feedback and writing testimonials about you. So it helps to have like a kind of idea of and be generous in who else can I refer this person to in the end. And then, of course, there might be re-engagement. Maybe some people have to drop out of your offerings at times because life happens or something else goes on. So then, or, you know, maybe it just was the wrong time, right thing, wrong time. It can be so many reasons why somebody might not or might disengage for a period and then might come back. Maybe you might grow in different directions and then realign in a similar one. So it's good to have one of my colleagues that I were talking about the other day. There's a community that she's really admiring at the moment, but it's got a real hardcore strategy on the end of it if you leave, you're never welcome back in, right? And we're a bit like, ooh. And I was a bit like, like that one feels hardcore because it feels like the pressure, the sheer pressure on you to like get it right is pretty intense. Even though I can kind of see what she's doing and she's trying to make sure the right people stay. But I was a bit like, ooh, I don't know how I sit with that one. But how do you sit with that one? It's up to you and your business to find a strategy for. If you wanted to, if you wanted people to be able to re-engage at the right time, how do you make room to re-engage them and leave, have them feel welcome and open to do that, right? It's really important to have a strategy around that. All right, so we're going to skip on from this one today. I just wanted to give you a brief sort of outline of so some of the practitioners in my network and I, they had been saying, hey, I would really love a space that we could catch up maybe fortnightly, have some webinars and do all of this work that I've just gone through and was just talking about. So I kind of envisioned and we talked out amongst us that that might involve sort of a fortnightly half day mastermind where we get together in a group and we talk about a bunch of this stuff and your strategy and we workshop through somebody's a couple of people's problems and help you work out your path of clarity through that. Then we will do a weekly educational webinar with some Q&A thrown in as well. And then it makes sense for there's some things that you just might want to work with me one-on-one on. And then so there's room for a private session that's up to 3 hours per month in that as well. And then always we will have an online group space where there's like a group where you can constantly ask questions or you can email me between any of the offerings like for quick questions and support. Sometimes that happens on Telegram or WhatsApp at the moment that you can just send me a quick voice note and go, how do I do this right now? And I can send you back a quick voice note and go, have you thought about this? Like, so it can be about that. And then there are some modules and some workbooks that I have on certain aspects of content that you'll get access to potentially as well if and where you need them relative to the things that we've just talked about. So that sort of sits under, we put it under a pricing structure of around $500 a month. We thought was manageable. We were talking about some of the other ones out there and we were a bit like, for some people in this 0 to 100 bracket, sometimes $1,000 a month is a little bit, it's a bit of a stretch, particularly if you don't have some great wealth of resources behind you at the moment. So I wanted to give that option of maybe making this one a little bit more accessible at the moment. So we're looking at $500 a month at this point, but please do talk to me. And that would be over the course of a year we're looking to this, but with a 3-month check-in to check after 3 months, is this working for you? Is this the right thing? Are you feeling happy to continue forward? I want to build in like a potential out for you if you're just like, God, I don't know if this is the right thing. Like, I don't want you to feel like you're trapped for forever. But basically the idea is that we would be thinking of committing to this journey together for a year. And I'm looking at having ideally 12 people come in for that. But we'll get started with 6 and we'll get started in November with those 6. Right now we have 2. So if you feel like you might like to potentially be another one of the first additional 4, please do reach out to me. I would love to talk to you. You can grab some of my contact details just there. And yeah, you can connect with me with whatever space that we connect with this through after, then feel free to get in touch with me and we can book a call. I can send you a call link and we can make time to chat and talk about, you know, if this is the right thing for you, how it's going to fit, how it might work for you. And we can, yeah, have some time to do some strategy and answer your questions. Does that make sense? So that's what I wanted to share with you today, my lovely friends. Let's stop that cheering now. Thank you so much for taking the time to share this time with me. It has been an honor and a gift. And I hope that there is, I know there is a lot of information that we just covered in this one, but my hope is that you will just find in considering, just in sitting with it over the next few days, that it's just like some of those gaps for you kind of emerge in your head and you go, okay, so I need to work on my game in that respect. And then that will hopefully allow you a little bit of clarity for your strategy going forward too. So yeah, thanks again. It's been lovely to share this time with you and look forward to chatting with you again soon. Bye-bye.